Apopka's hometown station, and this is Debbie O'Brien with your hometown. We have Jamie Barchi in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Debbie. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy that you are here. I'm so excited to talk about your play.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, I was telling her that, you know, my family did go to the Shakespeare Theater, and we got to watch your play. We know Kyle Stone, who is Mr. Watson, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And we loved it.
Oh, well, I'm so happy to hear that. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that has gone into this work. It's a really, really personal work for me. So I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, my gosh. So this was, it was that night I found out that this was your Rollins thesis.
Yeah, that's kind of how it started. It started, I got both my bachelor's degrees and master's degrees from Rollins. And I graduated with my master's degree in 2012. And because of the nature of the program, it's a master's of liberal studies. And so it's sort of a overall course in the humanities. So they allow a broad range of thesis ideas, including project ideas. And so early in my program, I was trying to think of an idea. And I had this crazy idea to write a musical. And that's kind of how it started. And I didn't think anyone would ever even see it. And here it is. Now it's been performed twice in Central Florida. And now it's going to New York.
Oh, my gosh. Now, the thing that I did read, and I think that was in the Orlando Weekly, that not only did you write this play, you had to do the music?
I wrote the book, lyrics, and music. Yes.
Book, lyrics, and music.
Yeah. So I wrote the script. I wrote the lyrics for the songs. I wrote the music. And I orchestrated it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
That's fairly unusual. Most of the time, at least there's two people involved. There's usually somebody who wrote the script and somebody who wrote the music. That's where you have, you know, your Rodgers and Hammersteins, you know, those kinds of duos. Usually somebody's primarily music, somebody's primarily lyrics or script. But I did the whole thing myself.
You must have gone deep, deep, deep. Seriously, like that had to have been some kind of like Zen, you know, where you're doing pushing the art side of you to your, unless it came easy.
It's interesting because people have asked me, you know, what was the easiest part? What was the hardest part? Coming up with the idea was actually fairly easy. It's one of those moments that you think only happens on TV. I was at a convention in Tampa and I literally awoke in my hotel room at 2 o'clock in the morning with this idea to do this. I've always been a huge Sherlock Holmes fan. And I said, I have to write a musical based on Sherlock Holmes. And I'm in a hotel room. I have nothing there. So I'm writing on like napkins that are in the hotel room with the hotel pen that they leave by the telephone and just scratching down. So the whole idea kind of came to me at once. I knew what stories I wanted to use all at once. All that came easy. And then the actual turning it into something that was viable for theater and actually fleshing out the songs and placing them correctly and making sure they were moving the characters and moving the story and moving the plot. That was the harder puzzle piece. I had a lot of really smart people who were helping me and giving me advice.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because whenever you write a play, it's not like you're writing a book and hoping that the imagination of your reader, you actually have to get this physically, like the set.
Well, and there are a lot of things that I don't have a theater background at all. I have no theater. I'm a musician. I've been composing a long time. I have no theater background. This makes it even crazier. I know this is insane. And I was completely unqualified to write this musical. And so I came up with a basic script. You have to kind of write the script first because that guides the songs. And so I wrote this rough draft of a script, at which point I realized, wait a minute, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know how to write a musical. And so this is the craziest story ever. You won't believe that anybody would actually do something like this. I was going to school at Rollins at the time, working on my master's degree. Well, they had a professor there at the time in the theater department. He was an artist in residence by the name of Kevin Gray, and he was a Broadway actor. He played the Phantom on Broadway for years.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm thinking, who better to help me? I had never met this person, and he was kind of a big deal in theater. And he was a Broadway actor. But I was thinking, who better to help me write a musical? So one day before class, I just went down there early. I barged into the theater department. I walked right past the secretary. No appointment, no phone call, no email. And I walked into his office with my script. And I said, I've written this musical, and I need help of where to go next. Will you help me? And he just blinked at me like, what are you doing here? I don't even know who you are. And so I basically stood there and wouldn't go away. And he said, fine. And he took my script. He said, I'm going to read the first few pages of this. If I don't like it, I'm putting it down. I'm not going to read the rest of it. You and I will never talk again. I said, fine. So I wrote my phone number on top of the script, thinking I'm never going to hear from this guy again. Never going to happen. And a couple days later, he called me back and he said, not only did I read it, but I read it twice. He said, I really enjoyed it. I want to help you with this.
Oh, my God.
And he did all of the original readings of it. He gave me so much advice about where to place songs and how to guide the musical and how to, there's so much advice, things that like you mentioned of the sets and things, there were practical things I never thought of. Like, this character doesn't have time to change costumes in that amount of time. Just little practical things like that, that if you don't have a theater background, you don't necessarily, I've done lots of musicals. I've played in pits for lots of musicals. I've been the musical director for lots of musicals, but I'm not an actor. I'm not a director.
Right.
So he gave me a lot of guidance with that. He also set up all of the original readings, through which I met, John Dodonna, who directed and starred in our last production.
Well, I cannot wait to have this continue. We'll be right back. This is 1520 WBZW, your hometown, with Debbie O'Brien. And we have Jamie Lee Barchi with us. Yay! Welcome back. This is 1520 WBZW, Apopka's hometown station. And this is Debbie O'Brien with your hometown. And with me in the studio, I'm so happy to say that it's Jamie Barchi. She is the Wekiva High School teacher who has written the thesis for Rollins, this play called My Dear Watson. And it is a phenomenal play. And during this break, we're just like, I've known you forever. So when we left, we were talking about you contacting, I can't remember his name.
His name is Kevin Gray. He was a Broadway actor who played Phantom on Broadway.
Okay.
And he's one of the most influential people who really helped me to sculpt this play. He helped me and working on it and editing it and everything. He also introduced me to John Dodonna, who this most recent time directed and starred in it, and also is going to direct it and star in it in New York. And he was a mutual friend of ours who actually tragically passed away a few years ago. So we kind of dedicate this performance to him.
Because
without him, there's a good chance no one would have ever seen it if it weren't for Kevin.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's like a... Wow, what a testimony. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To somebody's life. Awesome. And then you also had to get in touch with the Sherlock Holmes estate to get the permission and all that.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. This is very unusual with literature, because anything written before 1923 is in public domain and it's not copyright protected. But Sir Arthur Conan Doyle wrote these stories over such a long period of time that they cross that line. And so most of the stories are written long enough that they're not copyright protected. But some of them are. And there's an entire scene in the musical that's based on one of the stories that is copyright protected. So a lot of it's in public domain. Some of it isn't. It was a weird situation. But either way, I had to get their permission for it. So I looked up on the internet who their lawyer was. I called him up 9 years ago. I had to do this before I even started the script.
Right.
And I called him up and said, can I have your permission? He said, sure. He told me I was crazy for trying to write a musical for a thesis or whatever. But they've been so, so, so supportive and so easy to work with.
Wow. I'm fascinated that you were able to do that, that you thought of all these avenues and you just went for it. Good for you.
Oh, yeah. I made a decision from the beginning, if I was going to do this, I was going to do this the right way, because there's no point in putting all this work into something if it's not going to be something that's viable for performance and something that has longevity. So I made a conscious decision. I said, I'm going to do this right from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. And then one of the things that I read too is that, you know, you started here. You did it for your thesis. You did it at the Shakespeare Theater.
Well, and that was actually the second production of it.
Okay.
The first production was the Masters Academy in Oviedo performed. It was a high school production. That was in 2014.
Okay.
So it was actually the first production of it. Was a high school production. They did an amazing job with it.
Wow. And then it went to the Shakespeare Theater.
Yes.
And now you're going to go to New York.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So this thing has legs, and maybe it'll just keep rolling and rolling and rolling for you.
We hope so. My kind of holy grail of plans for it, because it's not really a Broadway production. It's not big enough for it. It only has 8 characters in it. It's not the kind of show that would be like a Broadway sensation. My biggest plan for it would be I want to get it distributed through either the Musical Theater International or Tams Whitmark, the catalogs that license musicals to be performed all over the country and all over the world. That's what I really hope will happen to it. The scouts from those companies come to this theater festival in New York every year. And so that's what I'm really hoping, is that it gets noticed and gets distributed. So it's not just me licensing it out, but that it can get licensed on a broader scale.
What a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Your work for everybody.
No, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We're going to claim it. That's what I do. I claim it. I claim that for you. And so that maybe one day, you know, it'll be here in Apopka High School, or it'll be at Wekiva.
And I specifically wrote it to be versatile. And that's why it has a very small cast. It doesn't require a lot of scenery. You can do it big or small. You can do it with very elaborate sets and costumes. You can do it also more in a kind of a black box style. You can do it with a really small cast. You can do it with a larger ensemble cast to have like people walking on the streets and everything. It's versatile. It's also completely clean. So like a high school can do it. There's nothing in it right. that is objectionable or anything, but it's also appropriate for an adult audience. I wrote it to be versatile.
And you know that you've said that my mother went, I went, and my 2 high school kids went. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So right there in the back row of that theater.
And a really good friend of mine brought her 8-year-old daughter, and they're also going up to New York to see it again because her 8-year-old loved it so much. So,
it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's going to be in New York. What are the dates of New York?
July 11th through 16th, we're going to have 5 performances over the course of 6 days. If you look on the New York Musical Festival website, the dates and times are listed as well as ticket information.
Oh, okay. July 11th. Okay, that's my brother's birthday, and it's the day, I would say that's my daughter's birthday. Every year we take her somewhere, and she's like, oh, now I'm in Chicago for my birthday. I'm like, aren't you the lucky kid? Now she could be in New York.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
To see your play. That would be wonderful.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, so now the cast. I said that I know Kyle. Are you doing any kind of auditions, or is that done up there?
We're doing, the cast is going to be split between New York and Orlando. So the leads are coming from down here, and 4 out of the 5 leads are actors who were in the Shakespeare Theater production. So John Dodonna is going to be playing Sherlock Holmes. He's also our director. He's wonderful. He's got a huge resume here in the Orlando area. Kyle Stone is playing Dr. John Watson. So the two of them are going to be the 2 iconic characters. Justin Mousseau, who played Inspector Lestrade in our Shakespeare Theater production, he's going to be doing his role again. Liz Curtis, who played Mrs. Hudson, is going to be coming with us as well. We are still holding auditions for Professor Moriarty because our previous Professor Moriarty isn't able to, he's not able to get off work and not able to make it work. So we're casting that role from down here.
Okay.
The 3 smaller roles that are in the show, we are casting from people up in New York. One of them is already cast, and she is also our assistant director. Her name is Jazz Zapatos, and she's wonderful. And then the 2 others, we are casting from up there, and we're kind of using her to help us to cast those roles because she knows the actors that are up there.
Oh, wow. So you are just busy. Your head must be spinning.
My job is really demanding, and this isn't the only show I'm doing. I'm also the musical director for the producers at the Bay Street Theater.
Are you?
And I just finished Cabaret, and we just did our musical at school. So yeah, I stay pretty busy.
Wow. And Bay Street Theater, that's over there in Eustis. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've been there for several plays.
Yeah, it's great theater.
It is a wonderful little old-fashioned theater. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know what's so amazing is that once you, we never went to theater productions, you know, because sometimes they're $200 a ticket. And well, times 4, even if they're $100 a ticket, times 4.
Oh, absolutely.
$50 a ticket, times 4. It's just.
That's what's so great about some of these smaller theaters and community theaters. And there's a lot of pop-up theaters in Orlando where people will do productions in, you know, the backs of churches and things like that. And they'll do these really amazing productions. Mm-hmm. But because they don't own a space, or because they don't have huge overhead, they can charge less for the tickets.
Right.
And it's great. And they also depend a lot on, donors who help support the theater, and that helps keep the ticket prices low. It's great because it makes theater accessible to everyone.
It makes it accessible. Last year we went to so many shows. It was fantastic between the Bay Street, and then there's a couple others that are around here, and then the high school productions.
Oh, so many of the high schools in the Central Florida area put on these amazing, huge productions.
We're hoping to have Alec Locker on the program. He is a student he's here from Apopka, but he now goes to Dr. Phillips. Mm-hmm. And because of him, we've gone to Mount Dora.
Yeah.
And now we've gone to Dr. Phillips. Mm-hmm. The talent, such talent. And like I was saying, my cousin, she's now in New York. You know, she went to Harrison down in Lakeland. My husband and I walked out of that show in complete shock.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. The work that these kids put in, the work their teachers put in, it's really amazing.
Oh, well, kudos to you. You should be so proud. I'm so excited for you. I'm glad to have met you.
Likewise.
I think I'm not kidding. We are going to put it on we're going to try to go up there to see it, to support you.
Oh, that would be so wonderful.
Are you looking for donations or anything?
Definitely. We just ran an Indiegogo campaign, which just closed. And the Conan Doyle family themselves, which was really wonderful, made a very generous donation to the show. And that was a huge validation for us that his great nephew, made such a huge, that was just really wonderful. But as you'd imagine, it's a very expensive production, right? Especially because so many of us are coming from down here, the cast, the stage manager, so many of us are coming from down here. We have travel expenses in addition to the production costs. So we are definitely still accepting donations. And if you look at our website, mydearwatsonmusical.com, we have our contact information. So anyone who wants to make a donation, they can contact us and we would be happy to talk with you, and very, very grateful. We do have incentives for anyone who makes a donation as well.
That's great. I know my mom did.
That's wonderful.
I'm telling you, she was here. We saw the paper. I'm like, oh my gosh. And Kyle's mom's like, you need to talk to her. And my mom's like, ding, 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 ding.
We were so humbled by everyone's generosity. We had so many friends and family and strangers even who made so many generous donations. It's been incredible, because we couldn't do that without there's no budget. There's my husband's and my bank account. So this is, it's been really amazing. We're so humbled by everybody's generosity.
Well, I'll make sure that I'll put this on my Facebook and we'll get it out there.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad that you came into the studio. This has been a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, likewise.
All right. We'll be right back. This is 1520 WBZW, your hometown, with Debbie O'Brien. This is 1520 WBZW, and I am Debbie O'Brien with your hometown. That conversation with Jamie Barchi, how wonderful. I'm so excited for her. And I look forward to her coming back in before they go to New York, and hopefully Kyle Stone and Justin, we're going to say Justin M, because I don't know how to pronounce his name, the director and star of My Dear Watson. I hope they come in so we can talk about their trip.